Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our top stories at week's end, and with less than 2 weeks to go until the 2008 presidential election, both the Obama and McCain campaigns are looking for every vote they can find. But Barack Obama, the apparent frontrunner in the race and the Democratic presidential nominee, was not to be found on the campaign trail late in the week. Instead, he was in Hawaii to visit his gravely ill grandmother. Speaking with media on the island, Senator Obama talked about the importance of visiting the woman who raised him.
She's gravely ill. You know, we weren't sure, and I'm still not sure whether she makes it to Election Day. And so now, you know, we're all praying, and we hope she does. But I, you know, one of the things I want to make sure of is that I had a chance to sit down with her and talk to her. She's still alert, and she's still got all her faculties, and I want to make sure that that I don't miss that opportunity right now.
Just prior to heading to Hawaii, Senator Obama was campaigning in Indiana, and on the stump, he said it's time for a change in the White House, time for a different party to be in control. He says for 8 years, we've tried it George W. Bush's way.
How's it going, Indiana? We've tried it John McCain's way. We've tried it George Bush's way. And we're here to say enough is enough.
On Friday, with her husband in Hawaii visiting his grandmother, Senator Obama's wife Michelle was in Columbus, Ohio, one of the critical battleground states in this year's campaign. She says there's clearly many challenges awaiting the next president.
You know, how we're going to fix this broken economy, how we're going to fix a broken health care system that's bankrupting so many families, how we're going to keep people in their homes, how we're going to send kids to college in an affordable way, how we're going to end this war, and how we're going to clean up our environment.
As you heard in our conversation with David Johnson just before the break, Ohio is seeing a little bit of McCain momentum, with some polls, including his, now showing McCain in the lead there by a 3-point margin. Obviously, that's right about the margin of error. Some say the Joe the Plumber issue has helped McCain on the economy and therefore overall in the polling over the past several days. But speaking on ABC's Good Morning America program, Senator Obama says he does not regret his comment that we need to spread the wealth.
Any regrets that you...
No,
not that you met Joe the Plumber, but the fact that you said spread the wealth.
Not at all.
Senator McCain, meanwhile, still going after Senator Obama for what he said. The Republican from Arizona says that Obama has actually changed his tax plan once Joe the Plumber pointed out that it had socialist tendencies.
He changed his tax plan because the American people had learned the truth about it and they didn't like it. It's another example that he'll say anything to get elected.
McCain referring to the fact that Obama now says you have to hold a job in order to get the tax breaks that he's promising to 95% of Americans. McCain also saying that Obama, though, in his plan to spend $1 trillion more and institute new and big government programs, will have to tax a lot more people than just the very wealthy.
Senator Obama may say he's trying to soak the rich, but it's the middle class who are going to get wet.
McCain also saying that unlike Senator Obama, he and Governor Sarah Palin don't want to raise taxes when the economy is struggling.
Senator Obama wants to spread their wealth around. If they make a certain amount of money, he wants to tax them. We don't want to raise anybody's taxes in a bad economy in America today.
On the foreign policy front, Senator McCain going after Obama and running mate Joe Biden once again over Biden's comments over the weekend that the world would test Barack Obama with an international crisis within 6 months if he is elected. Obama trying to defuse that comment a couple of days ago in Virginia by saying that Senator Biden occasionally engages in rhetorical flourishes. McCain's not buying that explanation.
That's another way of saying that he accidentally delivered some straight talk to America.
As for Sarah Palin, she was in both Pennsylvania and Missouri at the end of the week. Speaking in Missouri on Friday, Governor Palin says we're going to see a very close finish on election night.
November 4th, it is going to come down to the wire. And what John McCain and I believe in is what Ronald Reagan believed in. The forward movement of freedom and not the constant expansion of government, and that the virtues of freedom are worth fighting for.
Governor Palin also says that she and John McCain believe America is a beacon to the world, not the problem, as their opponents suggest.
America is the solution. We do believe that America still is that shining city on a hill. And I thank God that we have a man who inspires with heroic and trustworthy deeds and not just words.
And finally, at week's end, Wall Street spent Friday in negative territory after terrible losses in other global markets. IBM and Apple stock fell on an average of 4%, dragging on the Dow and NASDAQ respectively. At the closing bell Friday, the Dow was down 312 points to close at 8379, the S&P 500 off 31 points to 877, the NASDAQ down 52 points to close at 1552. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll hear why Dr. Mark Moyer of U.S. Marine Corps University believes the Obama campaign sounds a lot like the Jimmy Carter campaign of 1976. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, energy policy, and your vote. Stay tuned.